Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Glad you're with us today. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, daily podcast. It's our Supernatural Friday. Found another testimony of another encounter from somebody who has met the supernatural realm of our Lord. This one is an amazing encounter of a minister that was in Jerusalem and saw Jesus at the pool of Bethesda. Ooh, let's listen to this one. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
Welcome to our Supernatural Friday podcast, sharing the supernatural stories from heaven. 11th day of August 2023. We got a little longer story than normal. I want to get right to it, of a minister who met Jesus physically at the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. Let's listen in.
And I will never forget, a few years ago, the Lord spoke to me to bring French people to Israel. It was the first time I've done that. Actually, I brought 500 French people with our ministries. We arrived there, we were welcomed by the mayor and the ministers of tourism, and we started to travel to visit the different places. But I want to be honest with you, I wanted to go especially to one place. Of course, I want to see the empty tomb. I wanted to see these different places where Jesus was moving, teaching, and doing miracles. But the major place I wanted to see, it was the pool of Bethesda. When I arrived over there, I left the group. The guide was explaining what was happening there. So I left them because I wanted to see one thing. So I wanted to meet the healing angel. By God's grace, I have some connection with the angels. Regularly I see them. They are helping me in the healing ministries. But I never been before that time to the pool of Bethesda. So when I arrived there, I started to make the tour, looking where is today the healing angel. And I turned and I couldn't find it. I try again, I look behind, I look to the different places. I couldn't see the healing angel. I was about to leave the place, very disappointed, but also saying, okay, Lord, where is this healing angel? But when I was about to leave the place, suddenly I saw physically, face to face, my wonderful Savior Jesus. Jesus himself, physically he was there. I saw him. And I look at on his face, because that's where I recognize him. I recognize his face, but he was crying. I said, Jesus, what are you doing here? And why are you crying? And he said, Jean-Luc, I'm here because I want to heal the sick, but they don't see me and they don't have the time that I can heal them. I said, Jesus, I'm so sorry for that. Please give me a few minutes. I want just to go to this church. There is a beautiful church to this place. So I ran to the place. It was packed with people. I went to the priest. I said, priest, I have a request. I didn't say that I saw the master because I didn't want to manipulate. I want just to say, I believe the Lord wants to heal today. This priest that I honor highly, he said, oh, we don't have the time. We need to run regarding the program. I was so disappointed. I went to another group and I went to their pastor and with a big group. I said, I feel the Lord wants to heal the sick today. I said, we cannot. We have not the time not to pray for the sick. We need to go to take the bus. I started to cry. I ran outside. I went back to the Lord Jesus, who was still on the place, crying. I said, Jesus, I now understand your feeling, and I'm so sorry, as we are too busy with our religious things and program. We are so sorry. I'm so sorry. But Jesus, tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Jerusalem. I rent the big hall on the Ramat Rahel. and people will come. I know there will be Jewish people, Orthodox people, Catholic, even Muslim. They will be there on that place. And I invite you specially to become my VIP member, to come as a guest speaker. Would you come? And Jesus smiled at me and he said, I will come. I was like a little kid. I said, Jesus, I go to prepare myself. I'm waiting you tomorrow night for this wonderful healing service. I went to the hotel room. I left the people and I went to my knees, not to make a good preparation of my teaching or preaching, but I went on my knees to have this relation with my precious Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And I prepared myself to be sure that when Jesus will enter the building, I will be able to recognize him. So I pray, I seek his face, and I was ready. Now the night is coming. Arrived to the place. It was overpacked, packed with I don't know how many people. It was packed, overpacked, and many unsafe people. So we started the worship. The presence of God was there. It was wonderful. And then suddenly, I had to preach, but I was looking for the moment. So I started to sing All the Glory of the Lord. And as we were singing this beautiful song, suddenly I saw the back door getting open. And guess who entered? Jesus, the Lord of Lords. Himself, physically, he entered the building, he arrived to the place, and then he started by the back, by touching the people, and I will never forget that. Started to touch one of the guy who had a destroyed shoulder. Instantly the shoulder get recreated and healed. And then he turned to somebody who had a trouble with the knees. It was like also something missing with the ligaments. And I saw the Lord doing like a surgery and making this man well. And me, I was just explaining to the people, to the big crowd, Jesus is in this place. He's doing this miracle, this miracle. It was just next there, a man who was totally deaf. Unbelievers who came from France just because he said it's a good trip to visit Israel, but he never thought he will see or experience the power and the presence of Jesus himself. And the Lord touched him, and I saw he removed things out of his ear, and then the ears get open. The man said, I can hear, I can hear. And the miracle started to take place. The glory of the Lord invade this room, this Ramatrael. And suddenly I saw Jesus turning, running around, and he went to the other place, to the other part of the building, where we brought a lady on a wheelchair. She couldn't walk. No, everybody prayed for her. She was never able to walk. Jesus, with a beautiful smile, just gave the hand to this lady, and he brought her out of the wheelchair, and she started to run and to dance. That was amazing, my friend. This experience changed my life, and that's how I want to invite you today. I invite you not to seek the Lord where he is not. The Lord is not a religious Lord. It's not about religion. It's about really the Son of the living God, who is amazing, who is beautiful. His face is shining, his eyes. Oh, if you will be able to see his eyes, they are the most beautiful eyes that you cannot describe in English or even not in French, as it's my native language. They are beautiful fire coming out of himself. And that's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to reveal himself as the real living Jesus. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. And he rose again, that whoever today call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. If you never gave your life to Jesus, this is the day of salvation. Open your heart and just say, Yeshua, the Messiah, I need you. I repent from every sin. I put my faith in you and I ask you to become my only Lord, my only Savior. As you do that, I feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit coming over you, to reveal you this real Jesus, who is willing to live in you, who is willing to become your friend, your Lord, your God, but he's willing to have fellowship, he's willing to be your best friend, and that you can have it right now. That's why I want to pray for you, that you can now enter a new season of being hungry and thirsty, not of the religious activities, which is not bad, but the real deal is Jesus, Jesus only. I pray, Lord God, for all the viewers. Oh God, I've seen you a few times. Even recently, I was able to touch your face. Oh, that's so beautiful. And very soon, we're going to be with you forever. But before that, you are with us through the Holy Spirit. And I pray that every viewers, they may have an encounter, personal encounter of Jesus, and they can hear your voice, they can feel you, they can feel your breath coming out of your mouth, coming out of your nostril, they can smell the beautiful perfume that you carry, they can hear your voice, they can touch your skin, they can touch you, and that's the way you will change their life. In Jesus' name, I bless you, friends, and I release what I received. I release that over you in Jesus' name. And I want to say that if you are sick, this Jesus is so alive and is ready to heal you right now. Whatever is your sickness, whatever is your disease, me, I can do nothing except having faith in him. And today, I have a great faith, unshakable faith, believing that nothing is impossible for God. So if you are sick, if you have a cancer, terminal disease, incurable disease, or whatever is your sickness, right now, why don't you take your hand and put it on the part of your sick body? And as you put your own hands on the part of your body, it's like a point of contact between your need, the faith I have in God, and this wonderful Jesus who died not only for our sin, but also for our sicknesses. And through his stripes, there is healing right now. In Jesus' name, I command every pain, every disease to leave these bodies. Every infection, inflammation has to quit in Jesus' name. I command every terminal disease, I command you to die and to be removed in Jesus' name. I command every growth, cancer to disappear. I release the power of the Holy Spirit to the blood system, the nerve system, the brain system. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I feel on this show there is many people where the Lord, through his hands, because he's a great surgeon, is removing cyst growth like brain tumor. These last days, last weeks, we have major breakthrough about that. I do believe the Lord is doing that for you in Jesus' name. God bless you. And not forget that Jesus is alive and is willing to reveal himself to your life. God bless you.
Do you believe that? Do you believe he wants to reveal himself to you? I think one of my greatest desires is to encourage the body of Christ to have an expectancy that he wants to minister to us, that he wants to speak to us, that maybe he even wants to present himself to us, if not in the form that this pastor saw him, but in a form of even through others. He said to us once that, "Blessed is he, right, who comes in the name of the Lord. You'll not see me again unless you can say that." So we long to say, "Blessed are you, Lord. You come to me in the name of the Father," whether it be through your physical manifestation like this pastor saw, or through a friend, or through a song. God wants to speak to us. I think that's one of the things I try to teach in my prophetic training of the people we touch, is have an expectancy. Expectancy is a environment changer. I know I just kind of made that word up, but it does change the environment. It creates an atmosphere where the Lord wants us to believe. See, faith pleases the Lord. And when you have faith to believe that he wants to speak to us like this encounter, you can have an expectancy that he will. Now, we never put the parameters on what it'll look like, But we should have an expectancy that's going to happen. Every time I stand in front of somebody to pray, I have a full expectancy that God's going to speak and he will give me a word for that person. Full expectancy. Why not take it to the next level? Full expectancy that he will heal. Full expectancy that he will show up and show himself out to be the God of all creation. That has to be our passion. And so let this testimony today, I know it stretched some of you, but let it be a testimony that encourages all of us that God wants to interact in the lives and the actions of us as humans. Father, I pray for everybody listening today that they would have the faith to believe and actually create an expectation in their own heart that you want to speak, move, act on their behalf. I pray, Father, for supernatural encounters, not just to have them, but Father, as a testimony of your goodness and your oath that you care for the cares of us, Lord, your children. We are your kids and you desire to interact with us. Lord, I pray that fall upon everybody that's listening today. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Shabbat shalom. Thanks for listening this week. Have a great weekend. We love you all. Bye-bye. Shabbat shalom podcast, Supernatural Fridays. Always sharing a supernatural story. Another one I hope you were encouraged for by today. Remember, each and every day we come to you here on this platform. We are back in our swing starting next week. Out of our sabbatical month, we pray that you got rested like we did. And thank you for being patient with us. It was we reset, reboot, and began a new season. For all those that support us, thank you. Your gifts and all your prayers are so appreciated. Go to our website, ChristianCenterStreetport.com, or our app. Download that app. Keep up with all that we're doing. God bless you. Have a good day.